Taken After Work by the Seventh Dean. This script fill was requested by a patron the last time that I asked for script suggestions. As a patron, you can always suggest scripts to me. You can send me a message. You can look for the posts that I make where I ask for script suggestions. I probably do that about once every couple months, but you're always welcome to just shoot me a message with a script suggestion too. And this one is right up my alley. Yandir, yay! And it's a crazy one. Oh, I love playing crazy characters and I love playing Yandir, so of course this is like, yeah. So me. And it reminds me a little bit of, oh, what was that one called? Now I can't remember at all. Okay, I looked it up. It's Her Beautiful Unwilling Toy by Hecate's Crossroad. So yeah, it reminds me of that one a bit because it's got the crazy Yandir, it's got the knife play, it's got all of that. And so that one was a lot of fun to do as well. This character I think is even crazier. Some of the same elements where she gets really scary and then she'll be really sweet afterwards. But this character actually like makes cuts. She uses the knife. And this is, they've never even dated in this one. He recognizes her because she is a customer of his. But aside from that, he's never really talked to her or anything. She just is a big admirer. Now, I love how the action starts right away. So she's waiting outside for him to finish his shift at work. He comes outside and she just kind of does the small talk. Hi. And then she says, oh, so what I wanted to talk to you about is, and then she just pulls out a knife and is like, I saw you talking to that girl. I love that because you don't see it coming. She's so cheerful. And then all of a sudden she gets really scary really quickly. And that was so much fun to perform. And I really like that really quick personality switch. And she does a lot of those personality switches. The biggest one, aside from that, is where she says, don't ask stupid questions like, why are you doing this? And then she says, because I love you. And then she gets into this whole spiel about how she's been admiring him for so long. And she just keeps going and going and going. And she seems so love struck. And all of a sudden, she's just kind of forgotten that she's holding this knife. And that, you know, she's kidnapping him and she's going to rape him. And she just is, you know, in her own little world, talking about him and how much he matters to her and her notebook where she keeps every single detail about him and how the days that he doesn't work, she feels so lost and so on and so on. So there's just this big shift there too. Her personality is interesting. It changes one moment to the next. And I find that so fun to play. I like it when you see different sides of a character's personality, or when you just get to do more than just like one thing, where, you know, it's more than just, well, let's take Pillow Talk, for example. I don't think I've really done those, but that's because it's all just kind of like one level. It's all just like, you know, talking softly and, I don't know, I like just kind of switching it up while I perform and just going from one thing to another, and it's really good for holding my interest too, and it's just fun. Now, in a lot of audios, whenever there's a character like this, they always try the, I'm going to make you impregnate me, and then you're going to be stuck with me for life. Now, the thing is, in the real world, it doesn't really work that way. There are lots of people who run off right afterwards and never come back. So it doesn't really work that way. But maybe it's just because they think that they're picking like this great guy who would never run away if he has a child. And that could be it. Because I'm sure these guys do always seem like they're probably really good guys that these Yandirs seek out. And, you know, maybe they're seeking them out because they do feel safe with them. Usually they can overpower these guys. So I can see it. You can't run away from me. I will hunt you down. And then I'm sure another element of it is we're going to have a baby. It doesn't matter if you're there or not. That baby is going to have your DNA. I'm going to have a little you. Okay, that's creepy, actually. That's kind of gross. That's getting into some weird stuff. So let's not get into that. But yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You're going to have like the shared kid. So I can see that angle as well. I love how once she puts him inside of her, she's so happy. She's like, finally, it's happening. Oh my God, we're having sex. I love that. And there was a lot of stuff that I did improv for in this one. A little more than usual. Definitely for a lot of the sex scenes, I did a lot of improv. A lot of the, now, that was me just making her a little bit intimidating during sex. You're gonna come right now, I'm telling you to. I don't care if you're too scared. Come now. And then the thing where she's like, mine. Yeah, that was me too. It just felt so right for that character. I wanted to add more sound effects to this one, like background noise, nighttime ambiance. But the thing is no one's really around because, you know, they go into the alley and no one can hear them. No one can see them. And so I didn't really go that angle. So all I really had were crickets just to show, hey, it's nighttime. But otherwise I would have had like passing cars and other noises in the distance and this and that. But this is supposed to be, hey, no one's around. Be scared because no one's going to hear you scream. And I wanted to keep the feeling of that. So it kind of seems like a rural community. So for anyone new here, and I always mention this in my commentaries whenever I do Yandere script fills, I am a Yandere. And so for me, I can relate to all these Yandere characters. People are like, you have to keep doing Yandere script fills. Oh, I will keep doing them. Don't you worry. They just come so naturally to me. They're so much fun because it's a big part of me. Jealous, possessive. Yeah, that sounds like me.